All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
What's up, good buddy? Taking a swig already, are we?
Howdy, howdy. What's up?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's been a couple weeks. I just caught myself off guard because I didn't have that other screen muted, but we're good to go now. We're solid.
What the hell happened?
I turned on our podcast to show our TikTok people that are popping in that we are live over on YouTube and on Facebook right now, trying a couple different things and trying to get back into the swing of things. It's been a couple weeks, and I'm kind of sad that you missed out on that one with Derek.
Yeah, well, my work schedule's a bitch.
Yeah, I was really hoping that you watch Social Dilemma at some point so that we can get some of your thoughts on that. But I do know that you have some things you want to get off your chest that you've had boiling for a little bit.
Yeah. This country's fucked.
Mm-hmm. So what's the topic that you wanted to get to first? We might as well jump right into that, man.
You want to piss people off right away?
Piss people off right away. I mean, I'm down for it because I'm mostly with you on it.
Mostly. Why the fuck is Brittany Griner back in the United States? Why is that bitch not rotting in fucking jail in Russia?
Right.
Like, why? Yeah. Why? Mm-hmm. We had the option from a lot of things I've heard. It was a one or the other type of thing.
Yeah.
We had the option to take a black, gay basketball player who was rightfully arrested for illegally possessing marijuana in a country that's not for it. Or a Marine, I believe, who was arrested on suspicions of being a spy.
Right. And he was locked up for 4 years, if I recall correctly. He was in prison for 4 years already. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How long was his sentence supposed to be?
Like 14 years.
I was going to say, he's got a pretty long sentence over there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he was a white male. The only reason I'm bringing any of that up, it was a very politically driven decision.
It was all for appearances.
Purely political.
Okay, now that's not the biggest reason people were pissed off about that. It was
biggest reason I'm pissed off about that.
It was who she was traded for.
Right. The what the fuck did they call him? The Doctor Death or whatever?
Merchant of Death.
The
Merchant of Death. The arms dealer. The arms dealer that wasn't just dealing guns and rifles.
One of the biggest arms dealers in the world.
Yeah. A guy that was selling RPGs to our enemies, loading them up to the teeth, man. Yes. Fucking giving them the ammunition they needed to bring our people down. He had a fucking movie made about him.
For a basketball player.
And it was optics. It was all optics.
Purely a political decision.
Yes.
Purely.
And I don't care what side of the fence you're on, man. It's got to bother you that she was traded for someone who was the most wanted criminal in the world. The most wanted terrorist in the world.
Yes. At one point. And you have the option to take that trade for a person who signed up to give their life for this country if needed. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested purely because he was fucking American.
Yeah.
Like, it does not sit well with me.
Well, and there's people that are locked up overseas right now for the same type of thing. There's other people that are locked up.
There's
right
another now for the white same thing. Male locked up for exactly the same thing, and ain't nobody said shit about him.
Yep, it drives me insane because that's what people care about. People care about the optics of it, and the regular people that are over there. And I don't mean regular by, you know, white male. I mean regular by not famous, not in the spotlight. Those people don't have shit for them. Nobody's coming right to them. No one's backing them up. No one's pulling them out of a situation like that. Mostly because they got themselves into that situation. If you're going to travel abroad, you need to know the laws. Just like if you're going to travel state to state in our country, our own country in the United States, and you are a concealed carry permit holder, right? You need to make sure if you plan on carrying on your trip, you need to know what states your permit is recognized in. You can't just go into it and not look that shit up and be surprised if someone arrests you and confiscates your weapon. It's unbelievable. It's all right, about being prepared. You're going to travel abroad. Know their laws before you go over there so you don't do something stupid and end up in jail over there.
See, she doesn't even have an excuse. She lived over there part-time half the year. She made more money. She was over there to play ball professionally over there.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't go against her contract with the WNBA?
No, a lot of WNBA players do it because they make more money in Russia.
Yeah.
So she lives over there. She knows the fucking laws.
All right.
And then the other side that makes the optics look bad is how many people in this country alone are locked up for less than what she got locked up for, or the same thing. And you're more worried about bringing this bitch back than working on your own fucking problems here? Get out of here.
Yep.
Did you see what Jared posted on the side?
I was actually just reading that right now.
Bro, that's fucking hilarious.
Only 20 people showed up to her homecoming. Now, for the record,
a hometown church threw a homecoming party for her when she was released. That's fucking great. That's perfect.
For the record, if any American is locked up for something so silly in another country, I want them all home, man. Like, if they have not done anything violent, if they haven't killed somebody or put people's lives in danger, I want them home. I want all U.S. citizens brought home. But this was just a little bit over the top. It was a little ridiculous, and it was definitely done for the optics of it.
No doubt about it. That's it. That's the only reason that was the decision made. That and her little bit of fame.
Yeah.
Because she's an athlete.
Yep.
And just because she's an athlete, there's still a lot of people who had no clue who the hell she was until this happened.
Right.
And only started screaming foul because she was a minority gay woman. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But whatever. It's
had to get that off my chest.
I thought you were gonna go a little crazier about it. I thought you were gonna get a loud, a little angry.
Nope.
So I'm glad you kept your composure a little bit. Proud of you.
It's just thank you.
Super proud of you.
It's just I had some conversations online, and one of our friends mentioned, you know, well, what if it was your daughter who got locked up for that? Well, kid, you fucked up. Do your time. Like, as much as this sucks, unless we have an agreement with said country where you come here to do the time.
Jared coming in hot. He says, he showed a little thing where they named Brittany the Arizonan of the year, because no other Arizona newsmaker in 2022 captured the public eye as intensely as she did, nor has anyone's story in this state aroused the kind of fear and foreboding that hers had for nearly 300 days.
Okay. First off, who's in charge of deciding Arizonan of the year? Does she live in Arizona? She's not from Arizona. She's from Waco, Texas. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She plays for the Phoenix whatever the fuck their team name is.
I couldn't even tell you what team she plays for. But this is gonna drive me into something else that I can't help but think about now that we're talking about a WNBA player. And it's happened a couple times recently on Twitter and other social medias that I've read and seen people bitching and complaining about the pay gap between men and women with the NBA and the WNBA. And the people that are saying the women in the WNBA need to make a lot more because of what the NBA players are making. Before I go into that,
okay,
would you like to comment on that?
Yes, because I've been watching more sports news, and they've brought it up. What they're actually asking for? Yes, they're asking for a little more money. They're not asking to get paid what the men are being paid, because they know what they're really asking for is about the same percentage of revenue that the league creates as what the men get.
Okay, but
which
now,
means their pay gap is still going to be huge. I'm telling you what they're actually asking for.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the players.
Right.
You're
talking outside of that.
I'm talking about people in
general.
But where
it's all coming from, I wanted to explain why this discussion started.
Oh, so okay. Is that why everybody online is talking about the pay gap?
Yeah, they're asking for the same percentage of revenue that pays all the NBA players. Like, the NBA players get a certain percentage of what the NBA makes.
Right.
The WNBA is asking for their players are asking for the same thing with the WNBA, like the same percentage, which means they're still not going to make anywhere near what the fucking men make.
Now I will.
Because the league's not a big money league.
I will preface what I'm going to say by saying, trying to get the same percentage, the same cut that the men get from the owners in the NBA.
Yes,
that I can get behind. That makes sense. That's percentages. That's talking percentages, and that's fine. I didn't realize that this is why everybody online started talking about the pay gap. But it to me, this conversation I started seeing with the World Cup, the Women's World Cup team, and how they're splitting what the men's team earned or something like that. They're getting a cut of what the men's team earned too.
No, whatever. So that whole thing is the U.S. women's team actually makes more money, not the players. The organization makes the women's side of that organization makes more money for United States soccer than the men's side.
They perform better.
Yeah.
They perform better in
the tournament.
And
they get paid way less than the men. They're asking to make the same as the guys because they know they're the reason money's being made.
Right. Now,
and
see,
that I understand and I will get behind.
Yes. I can understand wanting the percentage that's due to you based on what you pull in. Right. So that's, but all I'm saying is that's where all the conversations about pay gap in pro sports, like the WNBA, came into play. And when I started hearing it, now the thing that kills me with the people that are commenting on what the WNBA players make is that most of them, they don't watch sports. So they don't understand why they get paid what they get paid. And I'll go a step further to say the posts online and the videos and the comments about how professional athletes make so much money while our soldiers make next to nothing. While I agree soldiers should probably get paid a lot more because they're putting their life on the line every day, I feel the same about police officers. I feel the same about firefighters and all of that. But what people aren't understanding is the percentages, exactly what you talked about. Their business, now, these owners bring in, hold on, let me finish my thought, god damn it, before I lose it. You know I'm old and I go in the wrong direction here. But anyway, what I'm saying is the company brings in so much money, and if these players aren't getting paid a certain percentage of that profit, then they're making next to nothing. And all these billionaire fucking owners that everybody wants to shit on and talk poorly about and say they shouldn't have all this money, then they're getting a bigger cut of it. So what exactly are you complaining about?
Right.
They're the reason. The players are the reason that it's making so much money. It's those players. And the same goes for the WNBA to the NBA pay gap. The WNBA makes almost nothing. And if it wasn't for the NBA, they wouldn't even exist. Now, I will reiterate, they should make the same percentage of whatever the profit is that the NBA players make.
Yes.
But there is no chance in hell they should make even close to what the pros make. Not even close.
Right. Now, I was going to try to preface all of that by saying all athletes are extremely overpaid.
But it's what they bring into the industry.
I understand your point, but you also have to look at it from, if they weren't making what they were making, shit wouldn't be so expensive to go to. So it's greed on two sides there. It's greed on the owner's side wanting to make more money, but it's also necessity on the owner's side, because if they want to make more money, they also got to pay the players more because the players want more. Mm-hmm. So then they're going to have to charge more. It's just...
Brandy and Chet says, my language is offensive. She's laughing about it, though, people listening on audio. Oh, which reminds me, by the way, everybody, if you are watching live, please do me a favor and click that like button, click that share button, drop a comment. It means so much to the algorithm. It gets us out there more, lets people see us more. If you are listening or watching afterwards, please comment, leave a rating, leave a review. All of this helps us get out there into the whole, social media universe. So anything you guys can do to help, I greatly appreciate it. It starts from people wanting a $15 minimum wage. Yeah, now that's another good point. I'm not
Pennsylvania. That's going into effect this year.
This state. Don't even get me started on this state. But man, I'm not an economics major, but I'm pretty sure if companies end up having to pay the lower wage workers something like that, it's going to cut into their profits. And you know who it's going to hurt the most is going to be small business owners. They're already struggling as it is. Do people even understand what it takes to start up a small business? Like, it's insane. The capital you have to put into it to start your business up. It takes a couple of years for you to come out on top. It's not easy, man. And then if you have to pay these workers, you're going to have less workers. So your facility is going to be less efficient. And it's just it's going to cut into the bottom line so much, man. It's not going to be good. I don't see good things coming from it.
I see that. I wasn't looking at it that way. I was looking at it as you're going to see the price of everything fucking skyrocket.
That too. Skyrocket. You think prices are bad now?
These companies got to pay these kids in high school $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
So now here's the other thing.
If I take nothing away from people who have minimum wage paying jobs. Those jobs aren't meant to be fucking careers. They're meant to be high school jobs where you don't need to make $15 an hour.
Yeah, now you'll get
do
people
better
that,
for your fucking self.
You'll get people that are going to rebut that with minimum wage jobs used to be a way to, it used to be a way to support a family and live your life. Like, you could not necessarily support a family, but you would be able to survive on minimum wage. And with the way inflation has gone through the years and how it's kicked up now, it's almost impossible to do that. But at the same time...
But raising minimum wage affects inflation.
Yeah. Well, and God damn it. I lost the thought again. Keep going.
Like,
keep going.
That directly affects inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can pay the high school kid $15 an hour now. You know who that's fucking? Me. Not just because I got to pay more at the store now, but because the gap between a fucking high school kid and me has just shortened.
Yeah, and then you're gonna go in and you're gonna ask for more
100%.
Yeah, if the minimum wage goes up, I'm gonna want more money. If someone's coming in at minimum wage under what I'm making now, and I took years to get where I'm at, I'm gonna ask for a raise, 110%. But here, got the thought back. So, along with inflation in the rise in cost of everything, right? With that, in the same breath, the description of what a minimum wage job should be has changed as well. The idea of what a minimum wage job should be has changed because everything in our world's changing. And I want to get to fucking how we're butchering the English language as well. These fucking, God damn it, these Ivy League institutes changing everything. But it used to be, minimum wage used to be the minimum wage that you could get and still survive. Whereas now, minimum wage is supposed to be your way into the workforce. Your lower skilled jobs. That's what minimum wage is supposed to be now. Do I think that, what is it in PA? 725 now?
No, I think 15.
Well, that's what it's going to. Good fucking night, bro. What was it before they said it's going to be 15? 725, am I right?
Right.
And it hadn't changed. It hasn't changed in ages. Do I think 725 is too low? Yes. I think 725 is too low, but I think that doubling it off the jump like that is going to destroy everything. I'm not an economics major, but I can foresee bad things happening because of this.
Because you know what I've been seeing a lot lately? People bitching about there being no jobs.
They're everywhere. We could use more people where I'm at.
Or jobs
and nobody comes in.
Jobs are just not hiring people, like bringing them in for interviews, and no, you're not qualified for the fucking job, homie. Like, work on your skills. I don't know. You have people bitching that there's no jobs, that the jobs don't pay enough.
And that's the problem. People are going to become content with getting a minimum wage job. They're not going to strive to do better and improve their life to get a better job or get a promotion and get a pay raise. They're just going to be happy doing what they're doing. And now, there's nothing wrong with being happy with where you're at. There's nothing wrong with being content, just going to work, putting in your 8 hours, coming home, because I've said it time and time again, man, that time is more valuable than money to me. I will always say that. I will always stand behind that. But at the same time, if you're going to bitch and complain about not having enough money, maybe you should try to do something about that. You should try to improve your situation. You shouldn't want to have a minimum wage job and think that you should survive on that and support a family on that. Minimum wage, if you play your cards right and you budget properly, minimum wage should be able to get you by, you yourself. You should be able to have an apartment, get your food, get your gas, all the necessities. Yeah, okay. But if you're supposed to be the provider and you're supposed to take care of a family, I feel like you need to try to improve yourself. I think you need to try to improve your situation. I've been trying to do it for years. It's hard, but it's not supposed to be easy. As much as we want it to be easy, that's not how life works. It's not. And I think society's become soft. Oh. Everyone's afraid of putting a little bit of sweat into things.
So now I'm not sure what I should look it up, what the date is that it's going into effect, but when minimum wage goes up, like, am I stuck where I'm at, or does my fucking rate have to go up equally, not dollar wise, but percentage wise, which is actually more money.
Hmm.
Like,
dude, so I want to comment on Brandy's comment because she said she's going to come through the screen and beat me with her headphones. But she said that not when the rent is $1,000+ because the market went crazy. Yeah, so the minimum wage, like I said, minimum wage should be able to get you by if you're a single person. It should be able to. I think $15 is too crazy. I think it's too much. And I think she was talking about me beating me with the headphones.
The market went crazy, but here's
the other thing. Here's the other thing, though. How is it now? I understand that landlords need to make money on their investments, and that's why they charge more than you would pay in a mortgage. Like, my mortgage is fairly cheap as far as mortgages goes. $700 I pay for my mortgage, right? Yeah. And rent is insane. Even in our small town, man, it's like $1,100-1,200 a month for a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment.
It's more than I pay in my mortgage.
It's asinine. Rent is outrageous. But it's everything, man. Right now is a crazy time. It really is. I think raising minimum wage to $15 an hour isn't really going to solve problems. Like, it's like putting a Band-Aid on something.
I would be down with $10 an hour.
Right. You start in small increments and you see what helps and what works.
I mean, hell, the last time it went up, it went from what? Five? What the hell did we start at? We started at $5.15.
Yeah, I think it was $5.15 when we started working. But at the same time, gas was also 98 cents a gallon.
Right.
But, and like, I drove a little Toyota Corolla. It took me $8 to fill up my gas tank, man. It was insane.
I don't know. It's gonna piss me off to know now that as little as three, whenever the hell we left something, I was making $15 an hour then.
Yeah.
And I thought 14. It was good fucking money. Yeah.
Right. I was making 14 and I thought it was good
fucking money. Now that's going to be minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it had taken me 19 years of working to hit that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's.
And now I kind of lucked into more, but all in all, it's fucking 22 years I've been working to get where I'm at. And now this is going to happen?
Jared brought up a good point in chat, in our private chat, too. He said that in 2021, Republicans were for raising minimum wage, but it failed to pass in the Senate because the Democrats rejected it. Someone reminded AOC of that recently. But here's the other thing. Minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25. In Pennsylvania, anyway. Minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour. Was it 11? I thought it was 9. But either way, it that's a been long 9. Ass.
You might be right.
It was 2009. It's been a long time to sit at $7.25 an hour for minimum wage, especially
not,
with how everything's been increasing.
Almost $8 worth.
And literally everything is gone up. Have you seen the price of fucking eggs?
Oh, so that's where I was going with that fucking point.
With the eggs?
No. God damn it, I lost it again. You fuck.
We're old.
Oh, man. You're people bitching about there not being jobs now.
Yeah.
Now you're going to see these minimum wage jobs, which, by the way, most of the time, if you're getting a full-time job, you're not making minimum wage.
Yeah, true.
You're making more than minimum wage. So true. Now you're increasing minimum wage on jobs that are already fucking part-time. If that's your only income,
mm-hmm.
you need to do better for yourself. I don't feel bad for you. There are opportunities out there that will pay you more and give you more hours, which means more money.
It's a lack of work
ethic. That's on you at that point.
It's a lack of work ethic.
Everybody just wants the shit fucking handed to them.
Yeah, so I'm running into this problem with my own kids. And I know a lot of people have to be doing dealing with the same stuff. Like, my kids are super lazy, man. Trying to get them to do their chores at our house is ridiculous. Like, my son, he's 12, for anybody who's not aware. My son's 12 years old, and in 2 years, he'll be able to get his working papers, and he wants to go work at this little place down the road. And he gets pissed off if we give him simple jobs at home. Go take out the trash, go clean up after the dog, go do this, go do that. The tiny things I ask him to do. He gets mad about that. And I tried having a conversation with him one day. I'm like, my man, I said, you're being lazy. You're getting pissed off and bent out of shape because I'm having you do some chores. But at the same time, you want to work in a few years. I said, what are you going to do if you're at work and they say, you got to go clean the bathroom? You could tell the boss no, because I tell you what, you're going to be gone real quick, my man. Like, yep. Come on. It's very tough.
So, you know, what I make, like, and where I work and how they pay. You know how many people are just up and, like, walking from it because something little bothered them?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even that, willingly getting fired because they just don't show up sometimes. Like, their attendance is shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
It's really hard too.
To, like, point yourself out at this place. You get 3 PTO days, which you can use any time and not get pointed. And then you get 6 points. So you get 6 more call-offs, which gives you 9. You get 10 call-offs before you get fired.
10 call-offs.
And you can call off 3 days in a row if you're sick. As long as you have a doctor's note, that only counts as 1.
Yeah. That's
and I think they give you up to 5 or 6 in a row for 1. Like, or up until you can get a doctor's note saying you can't return until that date.
There are some things that go on, man, that I'll never understand.
And hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hold and on. You are.
We only work exactly half a year. Yeah. We don't work 5 days a week. 52 weeks a year. You work 3 days every other week and you work 4 days the other weeks.
Okay, so how long of a pause?
Okay.
You're pausing for good effect, right?
Yes.
You take the longest pauses. I'm trying to figure out when I could jump in. And you're like, hold on. My 5-second pause wasn't long enough.
You do this to me, too, though. You do this to me, too. You don't think you do, but you do it. Anyway. Like, dude, you literally work half the amount of days of the year. You work, quick math, 185 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
And most people work fucking 2/3 of the year.
Yeah, okay, but you work hours. You get your hours in, though. It's not so much about the days. You get your hours in.
But, well, it is about the days when it comes to the points because you're only working 180 days a year and you get 10 of those to call off. And you get another fucking eight of them of vacation. Like,
so do you guys?
It's hard to point yourself out.
Do you guys get paid sick days where you're at?
Those are the PTO days. We get 3 of them.
Okay, so we get vacation time. But we don't build up sick days. So if we call off sick, the only way we get paid for it is if we ask for a vacation day. So I'll never understand the people that can call out consistently. One of them's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you call out consistently, you lose that money. And then the people that consistently come in late. I don't understand. The work ethic, the lack of work ethic drives me nuts.
Yep.
I'll never understand it.
No, we get points for showing up if you show up late too, so.
Juggalo Debo in chat says my kids are harder than hell to get them to pick up after themselves. That is a big struggle that we have here in this house. It's pretty bad. Like, I get home from work and my kids have the house destroyed on a daily basis. And it's weird to me. It's weird. They create trash. Like, they'll have a snack and they'll leave the garbage from it in the room. They'll leave it on the table. They'll leave it up on the entertainment center. I find silverware up on our entertainment center by the TV. Like, how is this happening every day? How do you get scolded every day? It's still there.
Because they're kids.
Just throw shoes at the kids. It works for me, Brandy says. I might take you up on that idea. It might happen. I'll just take my slides off and chuck it at the back of their heads. Don't call CPS on me. It's a joke. I'm not going to do that, people. All right. So everybody listening live to us right now, please leave a comment with what you think that minimum wage should be set at. If you think that it's good where it's at, if you think a $15 minimum wage is a good idea, drop a comment. Let us know what you think. It helps the algorithm. Drop a like, a share, all of that. Get some more people in here to hang out and have a good time and get involved in chat with us. Everybody listening afterwards, make sure you hit up our socials and let us know what you think about the minimum wage.
So you need to go ask for a raise, homie.
A brick in a sock. Why do I have to do that?
Because that went into effect January 1.
January 1st. It's $15 minimum wage. Yep. NPA.
And guess what? We got a meeting this weekend or this week. Guess what's getting brought up?
Yeah, are you gonna?
Mm-hmm.
I can't
what
complain
are you
guys though
doing
because
for
I've
us?
I've been taken care of since I've gotten there.
So if we, but I know it's gonna come up. What are we gonna do about this? Like, shit changed.
You know, sometimes I think about it and I'm like, I don't understand, like why it happened, because I go in and I do my job. And that, like, I listen to what's told to me. I do what I'm supposed to do, and that's it. And it makes me wonder, like, is it so rare that people actually do what they're supposed to do anymore? And then I start looking around, and I'm like, well, maybe.
Yeah, it's... Shit's gonna get wild here in the next couple weeks.
Man, I saw a picture from a local store where... eggs are $7 a dozen.
Walmart.
Right? Yeah.
Walmart, $7 a dozen. I was just up there today. I was like, what? Like, I've been seeing it. I haven't grocery shopped in a couple weeks. So I came over after I went there earlier and I asked you then. I'm going to ask you now again. What the fuck happened?
Yeah. And it's, you know, what's weird too is the price of eggs went up as my chicken stopped laying. All of them. All of them stopped since September.
Consistently.
It's something
since
in the air.
Then?
It's like, the chemtrails.
But has it been going up consistently since September?
I don't know.
I haven't really paid attention. Like, I've only bought eggs a few times.
Jared said that it's due to an avian flu. Now, that's what I heard about overseas. But you're telling me there's an avian flu all over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world.
All over the world. I was reading this the other day because I used to buy, you know, the big box of eggs.
$8 for
orange juice. They used to be what, like $6-7, and
yeah, 36 eggs, right?
Yeah, I started going up and up, and they are $30 now for that big box.
Holy shit!
So I was reading into it, over 3 million or so. I can't remember exactly the total, but they said over 3 million chickens have all got avian flu, and so. It's the cost, the demand. It's not a shortage per se. I mean, there's somewhat of a shortage, but they're raising the price because they're having
there's a chance it could get worse.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, man.
As long as they go back down afterwards, which you probably won't see.
It's going to take me down rabbit holes, man. It's going to take me down rabbit holes.
It's going to.
It's because have you seen any of the shit about China buying land in our country, buying farmland? Chinese companies have bought a bunch of farmland in our country.
No, I've Bill heard, Gates, and I Bill think Gates. We talked about it. Yes, Bill Gates is the biggest farmland owner in the, I want to say, world right now, but Jared at least Pete, in the man. United States. And I think it was on Rogan. I heard it. Whatever the rumor I heard was that it wasn't even going to be used to farm. It was going to be used to like produce meat, not naturally.
Yeah, I heard about that. They're going to try to create meat in a lab.
Yeah,
but Bill Gates is also a vegan, isn't he, or a vegetarian?
That,
like, they want
know.
Us to stop eating meat, which is, well, a weird thing. But I also saw a video. All right. Some people may believe this video. Some people may not believe this video. But it was apparently a farmer. And I can't remember. I think it was a farmer from the UK somewhere. And he was videoing a drone going over his crops, dusting them with something. And he said he had done a couple of videos talking about how they're killing his crops. Like, the government is legitimately killing his crops off. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, what are you doing? Or how do you have proof or whatever? And he goes outside and he's videoing this drone over his field. And he's like, oh, yeah, just they're just killing off that crop. You know how I know? Because that's my crop. And now it's dead. So apparently they're going around like destroying crops. And I actually want to look into it more. I don't know enough about it, but I've read a few things saying that they were doing this to livestock as well. I don't know what the truth is to that. It's something I would like to look up and try to find real truth to. But at this point, with how the world's going and how things are going in our country, how much of what we get from the media is actually propaganda?
Facts.
How, like, what can we believe at this point? There ain't
no news mainstream media that has any want or will to tell the truth. To back an agenda. That's it.
Yeah. And it's programming. All
money. It doesn't fucking matter if it's true or not. If they can get clicks on it, it's all they want.
When you really pay attention to everything that's being said, everything that's being put out there, it really does just feel like programming.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are just being programmed.
It's scary. Scary time.
It is, man, and it makes me worry for my kids.
I mean, while we're talking about fucked up shit, World War III is about to start. China's pushing buttons.
That's what happens when you have weak leadership.
China is pushing major buttons that we should not be okay with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and UK is pushing not lockdowns per se.
Oh, but boy. Like
grid living. I don't know what you would call it. That's
going to be like a permanent thing, right? Starting.
And apparently, I don't know if it's a permanent thing, but it's going to be like you can't travel farther than 15 minutes from your sectors. And this is something that there's, zones. This is something that they're trying to implement.
Was it that you can't go 15 minutes away from your zone? Or everything is like within 15 minutes of you.
Yeah, but if you leave the zone, you have to use a pass, and you only get 100 passes per year. If you go over that, you get fined for it. It's not like robots with lasers are going to come shoot your fucking vehicle.
Not okay, yet.
But it's the start of something like that. It sounds a little insane when you really hear everything that has been said, and it's apparently something that's already been passed over there. At the end of the day, the government does want us to become dependent on them. It is all about control. They call the shots and we bow. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'll never understand wanting that type of power. I want freedom over anything. At the end of the day, I want to be left alone to do whatever I want. That's all. And the world now scares me a bit because a lot of the shit I can't stand is people pushing agendas down your throat, people pushing lifestyles down your throat, saying you have to respect this, you have to appreciate that, you have to like this, you have to be okay with that. No, you don't. Not everybody agrees with the shit that I do in my life. People might say shit about me and put me down. I don't care. Just leave me alone. If I don't engage with you, just leave me the hell alone. That's it.
You think
that? And I think we should do the same to everyone else. Leave him alone. As long as no one's causing any harm, let people live. I don't care. I just want to be free, man, at the end of the day.
You know who Jordan Peterson is, right?
I know who Jordan Peterson is. I've seen what's happening with him.
Because he needs to go to social media communication retraining.
Reprogramming.
Because he retweeted something that was negative about somebody on Trudeau's fucking panel or whatever. Like, what the fuck is...
Mm-hmm.
How do you retrain somebody on how to communicate on social media?
Yep.
People communicate the way they communicate. Fucking deal with it. Yep. How the fuck can you even... Wow. I heard that, I think, on a Rogan episode recently, and I was like, what the fuck is that? How
They're going to threaten to make him lose his license. They're going to take his license away, so he cannot practice anymore.
Yeah, not that it matters because he doesn't see people and he doesn't see clients anymore.
No,
no.
I thought he still did.
No, he's.
But, I mean, now he's so mainstream. He just
right. He doesn't see clients anymore, so he doesn't need his license, and you can't take away what the guy knows.
Right.
And has been published. Come on, it's.
But this is what's happened. This is what's happening all over our country and all over the world. If you don't say the things that big government wants you to say, if you don't agree with what they say, you are a threat. You are an extremist if you don't agree with them, and that is dangerous. The kind of shit that comes out of the fucking leader of the free world's mouth right now. It's dangerous. It's scary. The division that's being created because of the shit that he says is a scary thing.
Yep. It's not good. And then, but then when people look back on this as history, it's going to be written completely fucking different.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole pandemic shit, that's going to be written completely different. It's just going to be blamed on the government moving its feet slowly. Not that they were trying to take control over everything and shutting down people telling the truth or what, coming up with conspiracy theories, which is then 2-3 years later proven as truth. Yeah. But being shut down from saying it, it's just going to be the government was just a slow reaction by the government. Fuck off.
How do you feel about seeing these different posts or tweets or videos from people or articles from people saying, you know, during the pandemic and in the heat of the pandemic, we've all said some things that, you know, we probably want to take back and that we shouldn't have said, but things were heated and, you know, it was scary. So can't we just forget about that and all get along now?
Nope. Nope.
Now
own
that
what the fuck you said, because that was the truth.
Yeah. Now that all the information's coming out that we're seeing about masking, about the vaccine, which people still don't want to admit, we're going to get flagged on Spotify for this. Another one of our episodes where we said that word, said find out more COVID information.
Oh, do we get those?
Yeah,
we do. That's so fucking great.
Spotify is going to tag us.
That means Spotify listens. At least their computer does.
The AI
for
does.
Keywords.
Dude, I gotta get on AI too, man. I gotta get your thoughts on AI because we talked about that a little bit last episode with Derek, and how basically AI has already been implemented and it's already a huge part of our world, especially through social media.
All the bots. Yeah.
And
the bots. Did you see the number that of bot, like, so Elon Musk was gonna back out of the Twitter deal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought it was just because he was just running his fucking mouth and wasn't really gonna fucking buy it. And felt like Twitter actually held him to that deal just because. And what he was actually trying to do was figure out how much of Twitter was real.
Yeah.
Because here he's paying this ridiculous number, way more than what it was worth for if everybody was a real person on there or a real account. And they wouldn't show him the numbers. He was just trying to bring the price down. And it turns out that it's projected that up to, I think it's like 80 or 90, 80, between 80 and 95%. I can't remember which one, like where it was, of the accounts on Twitter are bot accounts. Yep. All run by AI.
So, right. So I recently came across a bot account. And it's not your typical just like chat bot, spam bot, whatever. This is an actual AI bot account, like a real artificial intelligence designed to interact, have its own thoughts, have its own feelings, and it posts regularly. And this thing has like a million followers on there or more. I can't remember exactly what the number was. I think its name is Leah, L-I-A. But I followed this account because I kind of want to keep tabs and see what kind of shit it says. So far, it's normal and it tries to act like a normal human being.
Yeah, until it starts to...
It shows you, like, it has videos and it shares photos of itself that it generates. Like, it shared one recently of it in snow gear with a family of people, like kids on a snow tube and stuff, posing for a picture.
Now, is it an actual, like, bot that's walking around on the streets? And
No. It's AI, so it's, like, in the digital world.
Okay, so it's... Okay, so it's yes. with it. It's built within like a computer yes. or whatever,
and it's sentient. Like it knows it exists. It knows what it is and what it's doing. That's the crazy part.
Oh God!
But like this kind of stuff, like AI and bots, it's all over social media. That's what runs everything. That's what creates the algorithms. AI is always learning about you. You saw what happened with your phone earlier today when you were at my house. You just company.
I didn't even mention the company. I told you that when I saw it, I Googled it to see, or when we got them, I Googled it to see how much they were just for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. I didn't say the name of the fucking company while I was at your house.
Yeah,
I was just telling you that when I Googled that, that was the first ad I saw on fucking Facebook.
And you mentioned what it was. You didn't say what company it was. You did talk because I said, "Oh, what is that thing?" And you told me what it was. The actual.
Yeah, but it was like half an hour later that I was telling you the story about.
But that's my point. Like AI learns you. It learns about you, and it gets into your psychology. Is what we talked about in the last episode. And it to me, it's scary. Like, have we not learned from iRobot?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Watch iRobot. The other one is the new movie
Terminator.
That's coming out. Well, that too. But the new one that's coming out called Megan. Have you seen the preview?
Yo!
Megan?
Oh, that looks crazy.
Jared, have you seen the preview for Megan? Yeah, he's seen the preview for that. I think the wildest part about that movie to me when I saw the preview for that is at the end of it, it gives you the rating and it says PG-13. I'm like, dude, that's a horror film. And this fucking AI kills people in it. How is that PG-13? And it's funny because my daughter saw the ad and she's like, oh, that looks good. What is wrong with you, child?
Oh, there's a lot of horror films coming out this year, too.
Jared, we can check out the preview for Megan here to show people if they haven't seen it yet. I've seen the ad a lot on Hulu.
So I see it a lot on Hulu. My thing is with this AI, Elon better hurry up with that fucking Neuralink.
That scares me too, though.
I don't care. I'd rather have it and be able to tell what everybody's thinking, everything, AI, whatever, than not, and then die to this fucking thing.
Katie, you lost your parents.
Welcome home.
You're my niece. I'm going to do everything I can to make this place feel like home.
Just wish I could see them again.
Hey, wasn't that Dexter's sister?
I have to handle this. I don't even take care of my own plants.
No.
I have this project at work. Do you want to see?
Yes.
Ever since I was little, I dreamed of this perfect toy that would protect a kid from ever feeling lonely or sad. This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. I'm Katie.
I'm sorry. It's just creepy looking, bro. Look at it.
Do you want to hang out? Okay.
Is that an actress that they fucking make up like that?
Both physical and emotional.
Is that I don't know, dude.
Generative Android. Megan, for short.
I can't believe you made this. I love it. Wanna hang out? Yeah, sounds like fun. Great job.
It's nice to have a friend. It's honestly like she's part of the family now.
They could be building emotional connections that are too hard to untangle.
She's the happiest she's been since her parents died. Eat the toppings, Katie.
Research shows if you force a child to eat vegetables, they'll be less likely to choose those foods as adults.
Is that so?
Yes. Experts say...
Megan, turn off.
I thought we were having a conversation.
Does she talk? Make her say something.
Stop! Don't! Megan! You should probably run. Megan, she pushed Brandon onto the road. I won't let anything harm you.
Megan, turn off.
Recalibrating response model.
Fucking emo.
That comment later. Megan! What's wrong with you? Don't worry, Katie. I won't let anything harm you. Ever again. It's
nice to have. A little excessive, Megan.
That looks so good.
I'll watch it. Debo said that he was told it was more funny than scary. And then he said, just think about the sex robots. Imagine if they can learn like this.
Jesus Christ.
If they learn all about what you really like and they perform better every time, right? Jesus.
Right, until they start learning how to express feelings and then there's going to be rape of a sex robot.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. AI scares me. I think, dude, we've talked about this on episodes before. I think technology is, in the end, going to be the destruction of us all.
Sorry, what did you say? $10 an hour,
Brandy said. I said we've talked about this before on an episode, how I feel like technology is going to eventually be the downfall of human society, human civilization.
Oh, yeah.
We're not meant to live like this. We're not.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
I don't understand the metaverse, Debo. He says there's rape in the metaverse. I don't understand anything about the metaverse. I know it's supposed to be an AR type of thing, an augmented reality. Is it like
I don't know.
Is it like Sword Art Online? I have no idea.
I don't understand. I don't know anything about the metaverse. But
nope,
from
I'm old.
Everything like I gather from it, you ever... read the book or watch the movie Ready Player One.
I haven't watched it yet. I do have to see that. You talked about the book being better.
It's way better. The movie didn't do it right.
They rarely do.
But the book was also really fucking long. The book could have been the first book could have been three movies itself. Easily. But it's very similar. Like, you log yourself in and you live a completely other fucking life inside a fucking game.
Yeah.
And that's what this metaverse thing seems like. Or seems like he was trying to go for.
Yeah, I don't understand the metaverse. I don't know, you put your goggles on and that's it? You're in the metaverse, it's augmented reality?
Yeah, I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's too much for me.
But if it goes anything like the fucking Ready Player One, that's going to be the normal. People are going to live through there. Your currency is going to come from doing jobs in the metaverse. That's what Zuck's going for.
I just don't. It's like, I don't know, man. People making up this cryptocurrency shit and it's taking off. Cryptocurrency is fake money. I mean, technically, if you really think about it, money itself is fake. Yeah, but money itself is a fake concept, something we made up. You used to have gold to back it up. Now that's fucking gone in the wind. So the government just keeps printing more and more money. It's all fake. It's not real. Money's not real. This is this weird construct that we designed. Money started out as a way to trade. We were originally traders, man. Like, it's how you did things back in early civilization. You traded goods for services. That's why money came around. Then you take that money and go trade that for something else. But now we get so stressed out and worked up over money anymore. It's fucking made up. And when it goes digital, they don't do cash anymore. That's going to be even more fake. And you could just get rid of everything. Crystal and Nitty, I can't pronounce your name properly, but Crystal, thank you so much for raiding into the channel and bringing your friends with you. I appreciate you hopping in. I hope you are doing well this evening. Welcome to the show. I got completely tongue-tied on that one. You changed the name up from what I knew it as, and my brain and my tongue just couldn't connect on that one. It's a little, I did not succeed at all. I am so sorry,
dude. The fucking, I don't know. This world's in a fucked spot right now. This country,
it is.
The whole world is, but.
It is, but like I was saying before, we're not meant to live like this. That's why I don't understand city living and the people that enjoy being in a big city, like all piled on top of one another. That's why I enjoy my small town. It's why I enjoy small communities. Honestly, I wouldn't mind being in a smaller town. Like I feel like people should be in small, tight-knit communities like that. I think it's healthier. I think people are generally happier. I think that's how people are supposed to live.
Yep. Tribes. That's how people are supposed to live. In tribes.
Yep. Tribal. Exactly. That's the word I was going to go for, too. I just wasn't sure if it would make sense.
Yeah, we're supposed to be tribes.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe that's what the higher powers, and I don't mean the big man upstairs. I mean the people with all the big money. I think that's what they're going for, because when you listen to Bill Gates talking in the early 90s about population control, you see this stuff where he's talking about vaccinating our food, like vaccinating our meat. Let's inject this stuff with more stuff. I don't know, man. I don't have high hopes. I don't have high hopes for our society. I hate being pessimistic, but again, at the end of the day, I just want to be left alone. I want to have my freedom. I want to be able to do what I want to do. As long as people aren't hurting each other, it is what it is. Let people smoke their weed, shoot their guns, you know, whatever. I don't give a shit. Marry who you want to marry. I really don't care. I really don't. I want to go to work. I want to earn a paycheck. I want to have my bills paid. God, I want to have my fucking bills paid, man. That's
I don't want to go to work.
And I want to just enjoy life. That's it. Brandy says I give it 10 to 15 years. They'll put the purge into effect. Best way for population control. I believe it.
The first ones who are going to die are going to be people like Bill Gates, Bill or Zuckerberg, like all of them. All the big money guys will be the first ones to go. And they'll be the ones who want the purge, but ain't nobody going to save them because there's going to be so many people after them.
Yeah, they're going to have so much money, it's not going to matter. They'll be able to pay for protection. Come on.
Right. But I really do see that happening. But there's going to be so many people after them. They could pay a lot of people, but too many people are already pissed off. And the people that they would be paying to protect them aren't going to be as skilled. They're going to be on that... You know, that island on our west coast there, or hopefully it becomes an island here soon with all the fucking earthquakes.
Yeah.
It's going to be all of them.
Hopefully. That place should be its own country. That, you know what? That's another conversation for another day. But
That thing should not become its own country until it fucking breaks off.
I feel bad for Northern California because they're completely different.
Two fucks. You chose to live in that goddamn state.
Yeah, but some people are born there and they just don't have the money to move out. I get it because I don't have the money to move out of Pennsylvania. I can't go get a house somewhere else. Like, I want to move south. I can't. I can't afford it. I have too many fucking bills to pay here. California tried. The residents up north tried to get it split into two or three different states. They wanted it to be two or three different states. That got denied multiple times. It is. It is, Debo. It is beautiful and right-leaning. It's very country up north in Northern California.
I just hope that the whole goddamn state breaks off at this point.
That's mean, Justin.
I don't care.
They want to govern themselves and do their own thing. Let them. That's fine.
Yep, they can arm their fucking military with whatever insertion toy they want to that year.
Yep. As did New York. They want to get separated from the city. Dude, I believe that. That city controls the entire state. I always feel bad for the rest of New York.
Yep.
Because if it wasn't for that city, the people living on top of people, living on top of people, living on top of people, if it wasn't for that, that state would be completely different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, just a reminder to everybody, if you'd like to support the show and help us put out better content for you all, you can do so by visiting the merch store and grabbing some gear. It is at streamlabs.com/NDT podcast/merch. Grab yourself a t-shirt, sweatshirt, anything like that. It helps us get some better equipment so that we can put together a better product for you all.
That's just like, yes, we got two cities in our state that make this state look like mm-hmm. fucking trash.
Well, I'd say three. You got
it. It only takes the two. It only takes
Pittsburgh, Philly, and Harrisburg.
It only takes Pittsburgh and Philly, though.
Yeah, that's it. It really does.
And when you're talking Harrisburg, you're talking like Harrisburg, York, all that whole area.
Yeah,
that general area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, with those three spots, and that's it. The rest of the state's red.
Yeah.
They should make New York City part of New Jersey because they think exactly the fucking same.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe someday we'll see some positive change. If the AI doesn't get us first.
We got at least another 2 years.
Dude, your job now is to go watch iRobot. You got to watch iRobot at some point.
iRobot. Okay.
Yep, it's with Will Smith. It's a good one.
He doesn't slap
the piss out of anybody, you know, on a stage.
I'm not going to watch it because I don't like him now. I don't like him. Yeah, so I won't watch anything he's in anymore.
That's a shame because it was good.
I wish I would have watched it before I started to dislike him.
Yep.
But nope, I'm good. I'm good on that one. I will not. Appreciate the suggestion, though.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to everybody for joining us tonight. I was so glad to see everybody so active in chat and giving their two cents. I really appreciate that. For you guys checking out the show after the fact on Facebook or YouTube, please don't forget to drop a comment, leave a like, a share, anything like that helps us with the algorithm, gets us seen by more eyeballs. It helps more than you really might think, I swear to God. And for you guys who listen to the audio version, we will be available on Spotify, Apple, and Google afterwards. And don't forget, we are live bi-weekly on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. You can follow along on all social media platforms. We are on everything, including Instagram and TikTok. So follow us over there, guys. Really appreciate it. Justin, do you have any last words before we get the hell out of here?
Let us know if you like this time slot better than the 3 o'clock.
Yes, it was a big change. We wanted to see what happens if you like lovely this faces. Yeah. I don't mind it.
I would much rather go see you in person like early in the day rather than later and then having to be like, fuck, now it's dark and I gotta drive.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like the evenings. So let us know, guys, and we will slate it in, I think, if that's the consensus.
Plus, I feel more awake. Seems like I came home and I took a nap. And I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, guys, we appreciate it. Make sure you stay tuned. For sure, you got to follow us on Facebook and on YouTube. It's free. It's free to follow us. You don't have to pay us any money to do this. Facebook and YouTube at Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. If you're a Twitch user, head on over to the NDT Podcast channel on Twitch, NDT Podcast, and keep up with everything. We will let you know. I'm pretty sure 2 weeks from today, we're going to be live again at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you guys again, and we will see you all next week. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Later.
All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.